Hello.
Hey, how can I help you?
Yes, good
you?
Evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, we're not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
What is it?
Okay, sir, and do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agency, or media organization?
No.
Okay, and with which political party are you registered, sir?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, in which of the following best describes how you will vote for the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote? I'm very likely.
I will vote on both and for the best.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your main racial background?
No, I don't give my name. That's not. That's the private information. That's I don't. No.
Are you white, Hispanic, African American, or black, or Asian American?
Spanish.
Okay, Hispanic. All right, sir. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right, thank you. All right, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be corruption in the county government, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, or housing and proper insurance costs?
Everything is in the wrong way.
Which one?
Wrong way. Everything is in the wrong way. Should be the other way around.
Okay, can you pick one to be the most important to you and your family? Would that be corruption in the county government, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, or is it housing and inflation? Okay. Inflation. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County, okay, and across the country that may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't have an opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first would be Mario Knapp.
Mario Knapp?
Yes, Knapp.
I don't know Mario Knapp. Mario Diaz, I know. No,
what about Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat
very,
unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. All right. What about Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
I don't know about him.
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
Oh, excellent.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, that's my best. The next president.
Okay, Francis Suarez.
A nice person.
Very Suarez. Favorable or favorable, somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Jose Aragu.
I don't know about him.
Okay, Rosanna Cordero Stutz.
I don't know about him.
Ernesto Rodriguez.
I don't know him.
Okay, all right. All right, sir. And as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment, you know, was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties, you know, in the state to hold elections for local office such as sheriff, clerk, and of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in this, you know, position have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates of these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first one would be Jaspin Bishop, John Rivera, Mario Knapp, Joe Sanchez, Jeffrey Giordano, Rolando Riera.
Joe Sanchez.
Okay. Okay, let me read you the last four, and then you, okay, Ramon de la Rua, Ignacio Alvarez, Jose Aragu, Ernesto Rodriguez, Susana Cordero Stutz, and Alexander Fournette. You said Joe Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Sanchez. All right, sir, and among, now I'm on the smaller list, you know, of candidates if the Republican primary election or Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today. For whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
Joe Sanchez, all right. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Would that be Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
Joe Sanchez. All right. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade Sheriff? Aware or unaware?
I don't know. Unaware. No, I
don't. Unaware. Okay.
Rosanchez. I don't know.
Okay. You will now be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote, okay? Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserve for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote, okay? We almost finished with this survey, and I really thank you, okay? One candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Supporters say Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has been, you know, dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say, you know, Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has align herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. Okay, another candidate is Joe Sanchez. Okay, supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade. Is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. All right, one final time, taking into account, you know, everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
All right. Okay, sir. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, all right. And now, what is the last grade of formal education do you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college like trade school, college graduate with an associate's degree or, you know, 2 years degree, or college graduate with bachelor's 4 year degree or postgraduate degree?
College degree is accounting.
Okay, so it'll be, 2 years or 4 years, degree?
4 years.
4 years, okay. All right, sir, and what is your national ancestry?
My national?
Yes, national ancestry.
I don't understand what you mean.
Would that be are you Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan?
I'm American now, but I'm born in Cuba.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. That's all we are. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English. Speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish or always speak English?
Spanish, mostly Spanish.
Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, right?
Yeah, because English, so sure.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, with this one. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Thank you.
I do because I want to help you. This is important, you know. You find out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you can, you know, think about it and you have an idea of what you want to help in.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.